Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, just write that address down and put it away for when you need it, all right? Because I'm here, and I'd be glad to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. For those of you who are anxiously awaiting the discussion of the Yes Men, which actually fit very well into the topics we were talking about last week, and including today, but as I promised to you, when we get phone calls, they are a priority. And so we just at the last moment, literally like about 30 seconds before we were ready to play the interview with the Yes Man, we got a bunch of phone calls. And I said, okay, well, that's what we're going to do. And that's what we did. So that'll be on this weekend. This week. Be on Friday. Ready? 855-993-7569. You know, we haven't done it in a while, Manny.
What's that?
How about an email?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This email.
Does your mom listen to the program?
I don't know if she gets too many opportunities because locally here in the Twin Cities, we're replayed overnight.
Ah.
At our Minneapolis affiliate.
Well, you could especially when you're starring and, you know, like reading an email or something, you could send her the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll bet she sneaks a listen here and there.
I'm sure she does.
She'd be proud of her boy, her man, her son. All right.
This email is...
Shine. Go ahead for your mom.
This email is from Steve, and Steve says, Dr. Joy, as a movie fan, can you comment on the tragic lives of some child actors? I just saw a movie with Bobby Driscoll, and learned about his short life. Also, Rusty Hammer from the Danny Thomas Show. However, some child actors seem to do fine as adults, such as Shirley Temple and Jerry Mathers. Is it family support, genes, or something else that helps determine a good or bad outcome when fame comes so early in life?
It's a really good question, and I'm not sure. I would certainly say that having sane parents and having some place where you could go. This is my favorite story about the whole experience. A couple of maybe a decade ago, I had a TV show. I had two, and so I was in Los Angeles and I was shooting. And for some unbeknownst reasons that still eludes me, they decided that my set should be covered with pink shag carpet. I have no idea where that came from, certainly not from me. And the only thing that will actually show footprints and dirt better than white is pink, for some reason. So they said, well, what do you want in your dressing room? And I said, fruit. And they said, yeah, but what kind of booze? And I said, well, I don't drink. So they had this, like, Carmen Miranda fruit basket there that, I mean, was huge. And so, which is great. So I was munching a pear, which is kind of one of my favorite fruits. Pears and apricots, and I was sort of munching on pear, and they said, we need you on set. And I had enough sense to know that taking a pear, you know, which are juicy, on set was going to be a problem. And so I said, well, hang on, I'll be there in just a second, I gotta go throw this away. And about three hands popped out, and I said, what are you doing? They said, we'll take it. And I said, no, this is garbage. And they said, no, we'll take it. And I said, no, I do my own garbage. And the only thing I could think of, now at the time I was a grown-up, you know, I'm a psychologist, but it occurred to me that if I was young and stupid, that I would assume, wow, this is great. I don't have to do my own garbage. I don't have to pay my own bills. I don't have to pay my own parking tickets. I don't have to fix my own food. I don't have to wash my own laundry. I don't have to make my own phone calls. And I probably could have gone through a huge list. And that's distorting. Now, what I understood, because, again, you know, I'm kind of a grown-up, as much as one can hope for, I guess, that I understand it wasn't because I was this incredibly adorable human being. It's because I was the paycheck. And if something happened to me, then a lot of people were going to be out of work. So it wasn't me per se, it's what I represented. But if you're young enough and dumb enough and it happens often enough and you have little enough experience, you think you deserve that. And I think the problem with child stars isn't when they're starring because there's enough constraints in place in theory. It's when they stop being child stars, when they either puberty hits them or their show gets canceled or they turn out to be not quite so cute and something stops. And then they feel, of, wait a minute, I deserve. And when they're not getting that, there's a sense of entitlement. There's a sense of upset, now whether we call it depression or not, or where we call it anxiety. And so what do we do to offset that? Drugs! And because if you're young enough and stupid enough, you don't want to deal with those feelings. Even if you're old and wise, you don't want to deal with those feelings. But what you understand is that the cure may be worse than the problem. But if you're young and no experience, and there are a lot of people who say, oh, just take this, it'll make you feel better. And we know, for example, that Judy Garland, as opposed to Shirley Temple, was given lots of stuff. So, I don't know. It's hard to blame the parents per se. And again, that acting is about pretending. So it's probably one of those perfect storms. But it also happens. You can look at it really in any profession, not only movie stars, but also athletes of kids who are incredible or any kind of prodigy. Of what happens when they're not so much in demand. And I think the answer depends partially on family, partially on who's around them, partially on, it's one of the reasons why I think a lot of the people who survived in Hollywood and survived their adolescence were also educated. Jodie Foster is the one that comes to mind most readily, that she was not only tutored on set, and she was, I think, the suntan little girl from the time she was three. But she was tutored on set. She ended up going to Yale. That education, if nothing else, gives you, number one, something to fall back on, and second of all, a wider perspective. So I'm not sure that there's one answer, but certainly the idea of keeping your kid away from showbiz, I think, makes a huge amount of sense. My guess is it also depends a little bit on who your parents are, and that parents that are educated probably have more of the notion of, gee, this is great, and this can pay for the kid's college education, as opposed to my kid is my meal ticket out of poverty. And again, I think that it's any kind of stardom and money that comes early on for something that may or may not last a lifetime. So, for example, Ron Howard, you know, it was a child star and also seems to be a sensible human being. And there are people that are somewhere in the middle. But so part of it is undoubtedly who's around you, how much care. It may be your agent as much as anything watching out for you. What you want to do is make sure that you're surrounded, that you pick the right parents, that you're smart enough not to get seduced by stuff, that you have good people around you, that you have a relative high tolerance for anxiety and change. So I don't know exactly what it is, but it is. Certainly getting a huge amount of attention when you're very young is not a very good idea. It also happens, if you notice, with kids who are very beautiful. And they don't even have to be Hollywood beautiful. All they have to do is be really pretty. I think if you're ever going to be smart or successful or attractive, you want it as late in your life as possible. Hopefully not when you're 90, but if you have a choice of being really something special at 10, or at 30, pick 30, right? Because you have a little bit more perspective, and you've learned how to deal with things, presumably better, as opposed to feeling a sense of entitlement. So, alrighty. Sort of looked at all that kind of stuff, again, I think if you have people, you know, I know a lot of people who will take their kids' pictures and submit them because it's a lot of money, but you know, you wonder if they're really thinking about it from the kid's point of view. And there's some kids who are really outgoing little people, but even an outgoing 3-year-old, I mean, if you've ever been to a photo shoot, if you've ever done a photo shoot, they're exhausting. And it's one thing if you're a grown-up, it's another if you're a kid. And You know, I don't know. I think, again, if you're ever going to be successful as late in life as you can manage, right? You'll have a much easier time of it. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Folks, look, do me a favor. You know that the issue absolutely is putting calls under for everything else. But if you call me in the last 1 second, I'll put you on, but we'll have to talk really fast. So if you're going to call me, you know, call me when you get around to it, but it's certainly a little easier on me and Manny and you if you don't wait till the last 4 seconds of the program.
The sooner you call, the more time you'll get.
I love it when you talk like that. All righty. So, we were talking about, what exactly was it, if you could, I'm trying to remember exactly what
I said.
If you
could change one thing in your life, what would it be and why?
Oh, can I do one thing before we do this?
Sure.
I knew that I had discussed myself.
It's your show. You can do whatever you want.
It is? Thank you. Wow, that's kind of fun. Okay, here's the deal. Over the weekend, I spent some time with a friend of mine, and she brings me crossword puzzles from the from New York Magazine. So, and New York Magazine puzzles, I mean, when I did them frequently, I think the all-time record was I did one in like 11 minutes or something, and I was on a plane, because when I get a little freaked out, that's one of the things I do is to calm me down. And the guy next to me said, Have you done that before? And I said, no. But anyway, this one was one of those irritating ones where it had like, I think it had 6 different clues that were just a question mark. That's all it had. So at the end, and I'm trying to figure this out because there's no more clue than a question mark. And they were long. You know, they were like 15 items or 15 spaces. So you have to fill in everything around them. And finally, I went back at the end because the final clue was don't tell. And the clue was mayo, M-A-Y-O. So I went back, and one of them was an Irish county. One was a BLT condiment. One was a clinic. There was another one. I don't remember what the other one was. And I thought that would be a great topic for Facebook of give me a pun like mayo that works in a number of different contexts and list what the pun is and where it exists. It may be a little obscure. What do you think? Should we try it? You guys are so smart, though. It may be worth trying. Should we try it? What do you think, Manny?
Give it a shot. Why not?
Worst case scenario, people go, duh, or just leave me question marks.
So right? how are we wording this?
I did a crossword puzzle with mayo as the clue and all the possible meanings. Give me another word that is either a pun or has multiple meanings.
Okay.
Is that too much to... Well, we'll see what you guys do. My guess is I can hear little brain cells firing, even at this moment, of people saying, wait a minute, I can do that. I can do that. So we'll see what happens. All right. All right, if you could change one thing in your life, what would it be, and why be specific? And, you know, part of the reason I put this up, let me tell you, because there's always a genesis to this, right? Because I'm on Genesis Communications. No, that was a little, that's a pun, Genesis.
There you go.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, the reason I put it up is remember that there was, that there are people who are calling themselves black who aren't, and people are calling themselves every and saying, okay, well, it's who I want to be, so I can just be that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that Caitlyn Jenner, that we no longer are going to refer to as Bruce, sort of started in the controversy in some ways. So I thought, okay, what change? If you could change one thing in your life, what would it be? If you could change one thing in your life, what would it be, Manny?
I'd have more hair on top of my head.
Isn't that funny? I wasn't thinking your hair. I was thinking my hair. I'll tell you the first thing that came to mind and then the second. The first is my nose. I've never liked my nose very much. And I have always thought if I had a different nose, my life would be completely different. I'm not sure that's the case. But for some reason. And the second was my hair. Except I am so pleased with my hair these days. I have lots of hair. I've now have it. I should maybe put it when it gets a little longer. I've always worn my hair because I have so much of it, and it's always been kind of my bête noire. Although I was at a play about 5 years ago, and Marion Seldes, who just died, who's a wonderful woman, wonderful actress, was sitting behind me at the theater, and I'd met her a couple times because I'd handled the talk back for a couple of her shows when she was doing Edward Albee. and she yanked my hair pretty hard. I said, what are you doing? She said, I just thought maybe it was a wig. I thought, Mary, it was a wig. It would have come off in your hand. So, which was a little alarming as well. So my hair has always been one of those things. And all of a sudden, as a grown-up, people said, is it a wig? Because there's so much of it. And I finally found, like, people who could deal with my hair. Because when you have my kind of hair and you sit down at your hairdresser, women all over are going to know about this. And people just say, oh, my God, at which point you should just get up and walk away because they're going to wreck your hair. Or people say, wow, at which point you're going to be okay. So I've always worn my hair when I was very young, my mother would just cut it off because she had lots of kids, and that was the easiest way of taking care of it, which, of course, I hated, and because I don't like my nose. And so then, so as an adult, I've had hair that was about chin length. And all of a sudden, from my hair being the problem of my life, it took a fair amount of care, but it looked good most of the time. My hairdresser left. I sort of all of a sudden had a drop in income. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try growing my hair. Because when my daughter was born, I had hair down to my waist. And I have a relatively small face, and I have a lot of hair. And it was probably little eyes looking out of the darkness. But I thought, you know, I haven't done it in so long. And I had this notion that my hair would somehow... You know what it was? I saw Barbara Feldon, remember, who was 99 on Get Smart, who's a gorgeous woman. And she had hair. She has more or less the same shaped face I do, but she had her hair up in a bun. And I thought, I can do that. So I started growing my hair with the idea of wearing it up. And during the winter, I wore it down, and everybody loved it. They said, oh, it's great. And so I now have hair that comes down to, I don't know, it's long. And every time I go to my hairdresser, they say, oh, my gosh, what are you eating? So all of a sudden, instead of my hair being the problem of my life, I'm just having more fun with my hair. I still, you know, don't know what I'm going to do about my nose, but I think it's too late to do anything except just blow it. My nose, that is. Okay, so Manny and I both have hair issues. Maybe we should do a commercial for, I don't know, who are we going to do a commercial for? I'll tell you what, though, Manny. I have enough hair that if you want some of mine, I could give it to you and never miss it. Not sure it's going to be the right color, but, you know, I could, listen, color's easy to take care of. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
You want
it's
some
just
of my
the
hair.
Amount is
I have,
what I'm having right
I
now.
Have lots, so I can give you. So, I mean, I think more and more men, instead of doing comb-overs, are doing, like, shaving their heads. Would you just
yeah.
shave your head?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do every week or so, yeah.
See, I think that's a really cool look. All right, so we're going to find out. Manny and I would change our hair, but are you okay with your nose?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with my nose.
Okay, I'm not crazy about it, but I've learned, you know, what am I going to do? Breathe. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. All right, we're asking if you could change one thing in your life, what would it be? And Manny and I are going to exchange hair. I don't know, Manny. Well, I don't know how you'd...
I mean, I don't even know if it would actually be exchanging, because I don't really have any to exchange. That's the whole reason.
Okay, well, I'm not sure I really want to be bald, but all right, so maybe we need... How about if I'll just loan you some of mine and you can do anything you want with it? How would that be?
That'll work.
I was saying, you know, I have brothers and sisters, of which several, both the boys and one of my sisters are losing their hair. So I'm, you know, there are times where I'm around men who, they don't actually like me. They just covet my hair. Listen, anything, I live for envy and jealousy. So anything that people covet of mine, I'm, okay, good.
Your hair is valued.
Yeah, baby. Especially when it's been such a problem for my whole life. I mean, I fought my hair my entire life, and now all of a sudden, for it to be the thing that people sort of notice the most is very strange. in a positive way, as opposed to, oh my gosh, what happened to your hair? Why is it that color? No, go ahead. All right.
Let's see. We'll start with Bonnie. Bonnie says, I would have found a way to finish college and go on to have a career in science rather than own a janitorial business. Once you are neck deep, it is hard to get out.
All right, Sugar Plum, let me say two words to you. Night classes. All right? Look, good for you. You're entrepreneurial. You've started a business. I get it. But if that's not what you want to spend the rest of your life doing, that's why adulthood was invented, and that's why adult education classes were invented. And it may be that you get to buy your own microscope, and it may not be that you're going to wander around the halls of academia, but maybe it is. I mean, look, life expectancy is longer than ever, and you got to start someplace, and you figured out how to make a living for yourself and to be self-supporting. Bless your heart. Now figure out how to do what you really want to do. So do it.
Stephanie, actually, in response to Bonnie, says, I'm right there with you. I did online school for a degree in health administration because I didn't think I'd ever have the time to go to traditional college. I also wanted to teach music. Now I'm finding that I hate the healthcare field, and I'm up to my eyeballs in student loans. So much for that music education degree.
Oh, well, come on. Don't give up on it. Listen, I went to medical school after I got my PhD because I wanted to know how bodies worked. And you hear I was a little bit phobic about, I always knew I was good at math. But for some reason, I got really nervous about biochem. And when I finally took it, not only did I do fine in it, it was fascinating. I mean, it explains how everything works. So, look, face your fears. And that if music is what you want to do, figure out how to do it. All right? And maybe you apprentice yourself to somebody. And I know, look, I'm not suggesting that student loans aren't an issue, because they are. But there's so much to learn in this world. The question is not when you learn it. The question is it something you're interested in? And online courses. And maybe you don't even need a degree in it. Maybe it's something you just learn. There are things like books, folks, and lessons, and... So if it's something you want to do, do it. And you don't have to do it necessarily full time. And if you're lucky enough to be able to be self-supporting, that you can do it. And if it's something you want, do it. Keep going.
Stephanie actually goes on to say, besides my career crisis that I just explained, I wish I had a relationship with my extended family, or even just a real friend. Not a Facebook friend, not a neighborly acquaintance, but a person who I can go out with and grab a coffee or go shopping with. I'm 30-something and have never had a girl's day out. I love my husband, but he probably wishes at times that I had someone to talk to besides him. I'm a loner who has always been terrible at making friends.
Okay, so let's talk about how you make a friend, all right? The best way to make a friend is to be a friend. And the advantage that you have over some people who've been incredibly popular in junior high school is you don't have to cleanse yourself of the notion that you're going to have an adult friend that was the same as your 13-year-old friend, because that is a misleading concept, because at 13 or 12, there's no difference between you and anybody else, so you really are the same phenomenon, and that can be a huge detriment to evaluating adult friendships. So try meetup, or try, I've told the story before of a woman in San Francisco who said, I don't have any friends, you want to be my friend? And we really didn't have much in common, but I was so touched by her vulnerability and her willingness to reach out that we worked at it. And I think that that I've taught her how to be a friend. So start and take a class someplace and decide that you want to find somebody that has interest that you do. Pamela, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. See, I was listening to talk radio, I don't know where, anyways, Fareed Zakaria, in defense of a liberal education. You were just talking about, taking online classes and
right.
So on and so forth. Can you comment on that liberal education? I know a lot of kids in their early 20s, they go to college because they're expected to, but then they fumble and they don't really want to be there.
Let me talk a little bit about, because I think you're talking about a couple of separate things, but I'm delighted to have the option of doing it. I am probably one of the last proponents of liberal education. I'll tell you why. As far as I was concerned, that my education taught me to think. And the example I've given, I went to Rice, which was an institute just before I got there. It actually had switched to a university, but still really had the markings of an institute, which was for white male Houstonians. I was none of the above. So I was certainly an anomaly there. And the idea that I was not an engineer, even though I minored in engineering, I was white, but I was not male, I was not Houstonian, and I was not an engineer. What Rice taught me to do was to think. And, everything that's happened to me since then, to a certain extent, I could attribute to just learning to think logically, to take subjects that I was not necessarily inherently interested in, to learn what the underlying rhythm of something was, to learn who professors were and what they wanted. So instead of being right, what I would learn to do is to figure out the system and how to work within the system. And it was invaluable, whether it was medical school, whether it's what I do on the air with you guys, whether it's dealing with a relationship, whether it's almost anything in my life I can point to, I learned how to do it there. So, and the example that I've given about the alternative, because it wasn't particularly what Rice was in the business of doing, that Rice would turn out, the example I use is that Rice would turn out soft rock geologists. Soft rock geologists are basically the old business, and this was in Houston. So a freshman class would come in, and they would say, all right, look, I want to get a job. Even when I was in school, when dinosaurs were roaming the earth, they would say, I want to get a job that pays me well. So your freshman advisor would say, well, be a soft rock geologist. These are the courses to take. And so when you graduated 4 years later, you would get a job that paid basically double what an English teacher would get or anything else. And so then for the next 3 or 4 years, all the freshmen who'd been advised to be soft rock geologists would be turned out. And the first year, if you were in the first group, you got paid very well. The next year, there would be spaces for 2 soft rock geologists, and the university was turning out 10. The next year, there wouldn't be any spaces, and the university was turning out 25. And then the next year, they would turn out 50, and there were no spaces. So then the freshman advisor would say, you know what, you can't be a soft rock geologist because there are no jobs. And then they would wait 7 years, and then people would start either being promoted or retiring. So there was this terrible cycle. So what I sort of understood was you're always going to be behind. If you're getting something specific, you're always going to either be on the curve, ahead of the curve, or behind the curve. That's pretty chancy. If you learn to think, then you can always figure out something else, and that's much more true now. So kids now go to school to get a degree in something that's profitable, mm-hmm. which I really, given the fact of student loans, I'm not arguing with it, but it's not the way to plan for the future. So I'm a great believer in teaching people to think. And if you think, for example, I have a friend whose company has been in a bookbinding business for 100 years. Company's out of business now. Because that isn't, you don't go and get books bound anymore. You print them online. If you're one of those people who fixed Xerox machines, you're out of luck. So the idea, if you can teach people how to think outside the box, how to take information and assimilate it, how to be logical, then you can teach people to adapt to whatever the new economy needs you to do. I also think, conversely, on exactly the other side of it, that not everybody needs a 4-year college education, which has gotten more and more expensive and less profitable. Let me put you on hold and come right back to you, all right? 855-993-7569. We're talking with Pamela and education, liberal or not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Pamela about liberal education, and I'm saying, you know, I'm one of the last proponents of it, number one, and number two, that I think that a college education isn't necessarily for everybody, in that there, that I think there are some people who really just want a technical education and hooking up with a job. And I think that that's community college can sometimes fill in that gap, adult education. So are you thinking about this for yourself? Is this sort of a philosophical issue for you? Tell me where you are on this.
No, I have a relative, a young male, 21, and he said, well, his parents are telling him, no, go to college for this because they make a lot of money, or you have to go to college. Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of beside himself because he said, I'm not interested in doing that. It's not about making money. But he went to a high school that really taught him how to read and write and to critically analyze.
Terrific.
And present an opinion and really support it. So when he is presented with different opinions, he can really almost run somebody to the ground because he critically analyzed it. And then I, you know, heard this author on the television, and we watched the little clip of it, and I said, you know, this could be your answer, just liberal arts. Because he was saying, you know, plan for 6 jobs down the road. And I speak to so many adults where they have their opinions, which is fine, but to me they're not logically and reasonably thought through. They haven't really considered this and that and this and that.
Again, you can hear that I'm a great fan of it. On the other hand, the other thing I would suggest that he does, because part of this is from my experience in medical school after I got my PhD. And again, my liberal education at Rice is what got me through taking courses for which I had no background, because I thought, you know, it taught me to think and to take exams and whatever, is people who had spent their whole life, literally since they were 6 or 7 years old, planning for medical school and found out they hated medicine. And that's tragic. So, you know, given the fact there's no draft right now, what I would, if I had a 21-year-old that was sort of wandering around and trying to figure out what to do, I'd say travel. Take a job, figure out something that you think you might like doing, and either take an apprenticeship or an internship, and find out what you like to do, and then use the education as a way of ballasting it or sort of improving it or finding out more about it. But the idea of doing something strictly for money, I think you're going to earn every cent of it. That there is more to life. I mean, certainly, I'm not suggesting that poverty is illuminating. You know, poverty sucks. But between poverty and making a lot of money and something you hate, presumably is finding something you enjoy doing and figuring out how to do it and how to make it profitable. So, he's young and he has options, and I would suggest at this moment that maybe school isn't for him at this moment. Maybe he does some traveling, maybe he does internships or apprenticeships, figuring out something he thinks he'd like to do. One of the reasons, you know, that I knew that, you know, I was a candy striper as a kid. I worked for a veterinary, at an animal hospital. I mean, what I really wanted to do was work in a florist shop, and nobody would hire me, which is probably just as well. I'm not sure. I mean, I like gardening, but I'm not sure it was really a job for me. Is, you know, go in and find out. You know, he's 21. He doesn't have kids. He doesn't have a mortgage. And school, when you want to learn something, I think is much more valuable than just going to college.
Right. And he has 2 years of college. And now he's at the point where he has to declare a major, and I think that's where the big hang-up is, because
there's
some friends that have already declared a major.
That's great. They may know what they want. That doesn't mean that
right.
He does. So declare a major of going and figuring out. Let him borrow my magic wand, and you can certainly have him call me. All right, if you could do anything in this life, and you didn't have to be reasonable about salary or education or anything else, what would it be? And that'll give him some sense of at least what the next step should be. But I think going to college, just for going to college, even though lots of us did it,
mm-hmm.
It's gotten too expensive, and it's too, there's just too much debt. Figure out what you want to do and then go and learn something about it.
Yeah, and I think that's where he's kind of getting hung up, is that everybody, you know, you have to label something. Oh, I want to be this or I want to be that.
No, he doesn't.
And
you can explain to him that most people do. The days of having one career your whole life have really come and gone, that people have 3 or 4 careers in their life. So it doesn't make any difference where he starts, because there's so much to learn. Just see if you can free him a little bit of that notion of having to color within the lines.
Yeah, he did some travel. He studied abroad for a year, so he was really thrilled about that. And he definitely wants to go back and do that. And I said, you can do that in your 3rd and 4th year.
Do it now and not be in college.
Right. And he still really loves the academic field, you know, just going there to learn and the energy that it provides. And
well, if he can afford it, I think that's great.
Yes.
And if he can't afford it, then
work hard at it.
Yeah. But as you hear, I'm a great fan of liberal education, because we don't know what the future jobs are going to be. And therefore, what we do is teach people to think, not to do something specific.
Yeah. And he's really good at presenting his ideas and writing. He's an excellent writer and thinker, so.
Great.
Yeah. So, okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
855-993-7569. What have I got here? I've got, I've got a caller whose name I don't know and probably going to run out of time. Manny, what would you like me to do at this moment? I think Manny is probably, if I had to guess, I was Manny is talking to somebody from CKLW who says, where can I find her? All right, folks. Listen, as I said, when there's going to college just to go to college is hopefully an idea that has come and gone. You know, that it's just, it's gotten too expensive. As I mentioned, you know, I have a foundation, and one of the things that I'm really working on now is finding kids who are not necessarily going to college for any one of a number of reasons, primarily financial, and sorting them out through either community college or adult education classes and hooking them up with the with a job. With the idea being, if you want to go to college, that's fine, but you, it may not be where you actually want to go. So let's find out. Let's make give kids options that perhaps they didn't have before. All right? And I'm working on it. I know I'm always working on something, and I will let you know when it's all done. But in the meantime, as you can hear, I'm a huge proponent of liberal education, of just the idea of learning to think, because we're really preparing. When I was in college, I can remember professors saying, we're preparing people for jobs that, you know, we can't, 10 years down the road that we can't even conceptualize. It's not 10 years down the road anymore. It's like 3 years down the road, right? I mean, we're talking about all sorts of jobs, making the, cars that run themselves, right? Facebook. I mean, I don't even want to talk about Facebook. You know, that apps. I mean, cell phones, you know, the next technology. So what we need to do is learn to think and think critically, all right? May or may not be college. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.